save the universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array.
Scott.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scott.
And that is what started the problem last week. Those two have the rare ability to be wrong in stereo. Together they manage the remarkable feat of adding nothing twice as fast. Here we go!
Wow. Wow, did you hear what he said, Val?
Nigel is trouble.
All right, we are back for episode 3, and a big thank you for being here. I'm Scott, and my cohort in crime, my beautiful sister, Val.
Good morning, good morning. You know, it's right here on Scott and Val Save the Universe. It's a radio show you'll want to watch, and we are all over today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
First, 102.7 FM KCHW in Chewila, Washington. Last calculation, it looks like we've picked up around 20 public radio stations for broadcasting after our show's over.
And that's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Wow. All right.
On YouTube, you can find us at Scott and Val Save the Universe. And you can also find us on all KCHW platforms, which include video on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And you can always hop on through Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KCHW.
All right.
Plus, we are the only morning show named Scott and Val. So just Google us. And it looks like we are now world famous instead of just virtual unknowns.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're a little quiet there, sis. So go ahead and scoot back up on that microphone. We were playing with levels before the show, trying to make it a little better than last week. And it's a tough thing when you bring people in from everywhere. And we literally are coming to you today, this show, from 5 different locations on the globe. So that's, that kind of gives me goosebumps. I mean, when you think about it.
It is kind of wild, isn't it?
It is. All right. In seconds, today's show rundown, contest details. We've been getting a lot of traction online on that Farkle board. Val put together a nice package that we're giving away as a contest prize and some exciting shout outs. But first, this morning, we need the morning joke from Val.
All right, a husband and wife went to the fairgrounds. The wife wanted to go on the Ferris wheel, but the husband wasn't comfortable with that. So the wife went on the ride by herself. The wheel went round and round before it suddenly stopped unexpectedly. The wife was thrown out and landed in a heap at her husband's feet. Are you hurt? He asked. Of course I'm hurt, she replied. 3 times around and you didn't wave once.
Oh. And she lays there with a couple broken legs?
Yeah.
Why didn't you wave?
We have our priorities.
All right. Top things to do this Tuesday. We did this last week. I thought it was kind of fun. So I put some more together for us to go back and forth on. First one you don't want to do this morning is check your bank balance before coffee. It's just good advice. Smart advice. No.
Yeah, because then you might think you can't afford that latte.
Oh, I got to make a pot of coffee. Oh. All
right. Don't call your ex. Just to clarify something.
Ooh. I wouldn't know which one to call or what to clarify.
There's so much it would take all morning.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. Don't introduce yourself to someone this morning with coffee breath. Oh, isn't that the worst? Coffee breath? Oh.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know, and if you mix that with a cigarette, there's a real charmer.
Uh, Next, don't let your AI therapist handle your real therapist appointments.
Ooh, that's good advice.
It's okay, I'm just going to see my AI therapist because AI agrees with you and always pats you on the back.
It does.
Yeah. It was. I was working on some jokes last night, and it was telling me how clever I was. And I was like, wait a minute, you wrote it. Yeah, but you prompted me. Okay.
I want him once to come back and say, look how clever I am.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's see. Don't say I'll sleep early tonight because the universe hates fake optimism. It is too.
Oh yeah. Especially last night. Knew the radio show was coming up this morning and we still partied like it was 1999.
Ooh,
so
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
So I might be a little foggy today.
Okay.
Don't narrate your life like it's a documentary unless someone's paying you.
Okay. All right. And don't spell every word in a text just because you can. What does that mean? Or don't put the cart before the horse unless it's an internet challenge. And you're going to Costco with it.
And finally, don't forget, kindness is the only thing that fits everyone.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to deep thoughts. I decided this in the shower this morning. My nose is a windshield. Because we have big Schlafman noses. My nose is a windshield and smelly people are the bugs.
Oh. Ow. If we ever perfect time travel, traffic will get a lot worse.
No kidding. We'll be coming from everywhere this time.
Yes.
All right. Toast always lands butter side down because gravity is 33% humor. And it's also why we trip.
And it laughs at us every single time.
Made up of 33% humor.
Yes. My next shower thought, I think the inventor of those microwave sausage links must have had cats. So for cooking them, I switched from a spatula to a scoop.
They do look like litter box treats or almond roca. All right. All right.
You rolled them on my floor.
Yeah. This just headline just popped up on my screen. Teemu having a clearance sale. Imagine that.
Wow.
People shop there?
Have you ever bought from Teemu?
I have once. One time I spent the 30 minutes to get through all their games to actually order something. And it arrived and I was really impressed. But, you know, every time I go back and they hit you with all those spinning wheels and fake discounts, I just give up and go somewhere else. You know?
Me too. Yeah. Me too. It's really irritating, especially if you see a link somewhere to something. You're like, oh, I'm going to check that out. And then, I just get frustrated too. Do you really get the discounts?
Do you? All right, folks, stand by because something that I think is probably, not that our whole show wasn't fun, but our next bit might be the funnest one of the day. So stand by for Super Bowl party games invented by Scott and Val. And before we get to it, just so you have a few seconds, you're definitely going to need a helmet. For our party games, you will. All right. First, let's talk about our contest. If you haven't seen the pictures online, Val made a beautiful Northern Lights Farkle board featuring Bigfoot. And then to add to that, of course, she does these nice boards, and then she does a bag, and she also does dice, and she has also thrown in a set of matching coasters, which is a totally different sideline thing you do. And Val, somebody posted something so nice under the picture on our Facebook page for Scott and Val Save the Universe. They went in there and said, this is so amazing, and oh my gosh, I hope I win. It was so sweet. So I went below and I said, she does make custom ones and her post is right above yours. So reach out. She'll respond to you. So,
All right. Thanks for, shamelessly promoting myself.
I don't see a problem, at least if it's just on Facebook that if you toss some up there since it's our show, I think that's kind of cool. All right. Oh, nice. So what you want to do to get in on possibly winning that is to follow us on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, Scott and Val Save the Universe. Then do the same thing on YouTube, but it's called subscribe there. And then we're going to look at and see who did it on both places, and we'll draw a winner our first show in March. So you got another month to do that. What I'm seeing now, and Val's going to get into this in a second, we had a nice, like, nearly 20-person bump in followers over the past week. So everybody that did it, thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's kind of a thing we need to get started to stream off our Facebook page. We're able to do that from YouTube right away. But don't forget, we've got a lot of followers on Facebook. But looking at YouTube this morning, I can see where a lot of people didn't go do the second one. So I wanted to point that out if you're sitting there listening today. Hey, we've got 10 listeners on Alexa this morning. I can see that. Welcome. Thanks for being all tuned in on Alexa this morning. We appreciate that. I was taking some look before Val does our shout outs here. I had taken a look, I'm going to pull it back up on my other computer, of last month on our online listening stats, just to kind of give us a feel for what the station's doing, because you kind of, you know, you always think about going out over the radio and what that brings, but in the month of December, we had 138,000 performances.
Wow.
138,000. Performances. And you're saying that's not true. Scott's making it up. I am not. That's just, and that's not counting all the online platforms, TuneIn, Alexa and stuff, everything that KCHW goes out overward. So out of the United States, like 2,000 hours last month of listening. Not huge. I mean, there's a lot of stations, but for our little station, it's pretty exciting. Canada coming in second with 1,700 hours in listening, and Germany third. With over 1,300 hours of listening. And one of the people that listens in Germany listens 24/7. So I want to say, Guten Tag!
Maybe it's the name, Schlafman.
This has to be good music because he's got a great German last name. Or maybe he just uses it to go to sleep too, because that's what our name means in German. Yeah. Turn on the Schlafman show, you know, Sleeping Man. It'll put us to bed. All right. So a ton of new listeners. We wanted to take a second and Val's going to do a shout out. We're going to run down some first names only, just to let people know we're thinking about them. And Val, I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say our stats for Canada prove that they still love some of us.
Some of us. Yeah. Yeah.
And our shout out, I just want to let everybody know, we just kind of went through Facebook and looked at the people that commented on our posts. And we really appreciate all the likes we get, but we kind of focused today on the people that took a moment and commented in some way on what we're posting on Rogue Frequency Network.
Yeah, we had like a 2,000% increase in activity after the first week. But of course, this page was brand new.
So if you would like us to say your name on the radio, sometime during the next week when we post something, hi Val, hi Scott, just, you know, a little
do
something.
It. Do it.
And then we will do the same next week. So our top followers, our top commenters this week are Anthony, Lori, Becky, we have a Kim and a Kimberly, Jennifer, Shirley, Sherry, Wayne, Bonnie, Michael, Cynthia, and Marion. Thank you all for being followers of Rogue Network.
We don't want to call you fans because you might not be there yet.
Yeah.
And I did notice that we had like 57 last night, and this morning we had 56. So somebody read something they don't like.
Oops.
Yeah, you kind of count on that, though. Thing, you can't make all the people happy all the time.
If you haven't offended somebody every once in a while, it's kind of... And what really I found funny or interesting, yesterday you were telling me that somebody got really upset about the video I posted of us by a bonfire.
Because it was massive and you were burning like tree stumps and stuff, and apparently they live in the city.
I guess. It's like you have to clean up the woods in order to not have fires during the summer. So if you have a dead tree, do you do you think we should leave it laying there dead? I don't know. But I just think it's funny. You're like, okay, if that's all you have to complain about, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I could have addressed it and tried to maybe explain it to him, but I don't got that kind of energy. I'm busy with this new show, so I just blocked him. It's like, if that's your attitude, you just stay off our page, please. Not that, exactly. I'm not saying you can't have an opinion, but that was just snarky mean with no thought. And I think people today are too willing to just start typing something snarky, things that they would never say to somebody in person.
That's very true. So, very true.
So there you go. Now, this is the one I'm all excited about. Here we go. When all your plans are kind of going bust for the Super Bowl, think of Scott and Val because we've got the Super Bowl party games. All right, Seahawks versus the Patriots, of course, for our Super Bowl. And the first game, Val came up with this one.
All right, this is called the Seahawks Screech Challenge, okay? Every time the Seahawks score, one person must attempt a full, unbroken hawk screech, okay?
Okay.
Now, group votes if it was majestic or sounded like a smoke detector dying.
All right.
All right. Loser has to explain what a Seahawk actually is using. What a Seahawk actually is using. Only bird noises.
So like, brr, brr, goo, goo. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if I can do a hawk screech.
Brad can do a hawk whistle. I mean, amazingly well, to the point that the dog like runs around looking for the hawk.
This is the one I can do. Are you ready? Ka-ka! Ka-ka! All right. Was that good?
Oh, boy. No.
Okay. Maybe that's why birds don't come when I do it.
Must be.
But the neighbors do.
I was going to say, if that's your mating call, it explains a lot.
So I think that might be my favorite, the Seahawk Screech Challenge, where you have to do a hawk screech. Second game is the Patriot Act drinking game. Because we all know how bad the Patriot Act was for America. So whenever the Patriots benefit from a questionable call, rule interpretation, or a strategic oversight, everyone drinks. But if an answer says veteran leadership or championship pedigree, you have to drink twice.
Oh, are we going to make it to the first quarter?
Yeah. And just as a side note, this game has already been declared unconstitutional by halftime. Do better, Val.
All right. The next game we have today is Bird versus Freedom. At kickoff, players are divided into two teams. Seahawks fan must name birds. Patriot fans must name historical revolutions. First person to hesitate has to Google, what does a Seahawk eat, and read it aloud. All right.
Do we know?
I don't. I would think like fish and... Yeah. And stuff like that.
Well, the truth is nothing ruins nationalism like bird biology. All right. Well, I do the next one. You're still about a third quieter than I am. I don't know why. So I'm going to bug you as I do the next one. And then I'm sure I'll come back and go, oh, my God, my ear's bleeding. And that's just the one that doesn't hear. All right. First, my next game is Weather Panic Simulator. All right. Have you heard of this one before, Val?
I have not.
All right, you're still quiet. Mention of cold, rain, wind, or football weather. All right, so if you mention any of those words, it triggers an argument about who is more built for this. All right, the argument must escalate until someone yells, "This is why the founding fathers," and then is cut off by somebody else.
Okay. This is why. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to find my
I'll keep going.
My volume. Right. My volume.
Or just kiss that microphone. That'll make a difference, too. So I remember we were talking about not doing that, but who knows? All right, so...
We changed our mind.
I'll do one more. This is fun, too. The Bella... I can never say his name. The Belichick face-off. You know, the guy that married the 20-year-old? The old guy? Yeah. All right. Every time the Patriots coach is shown looking emotionally unavailable, everyone freezes their face to match his. Last person to break character has to smile for the rest of the game, even if they're losing.
Even if.
Oh, all right. So nothing scares Americans more than visible joy. And if it's not working out, looking at you all stressed is worst. So.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Oops. Is that? I think, did I just turn up?
I think that looked better. Better. Yeah. Or at least it could have been my voice. Let's stop, though, okay? All right.
Okay.
all right. Next one is Seahawk territory expansion, our next game. This one's all vowels. Let's get her back on track.
All right. Each Seahawk first down allows fans to claim a new piece of furniture as Seattle territory. Patriot fans may only reclaim it through sarcastic applause.
Oh, wow.
All right. This is colonialism, but with beanbags. So you have fun, y'all.
With beanbags. All right. Last one. Commercial patriotism bingo. No, there's another one. Cool. Any commercial with an eagle, a flag, a truck driving through dust, or someone saying freedom with no context, the first person to yell Patriot points gets to send an opposition fan outside until the next commercial break, no matter what the temperature is.
Oh.
But that'll only be like 2 minutes.
Well, that's true, too.
It's true. So I think that one's really fun and doable. All right. So any commercial with an eagle, a flag, a truck driving through dust, you get to pick somebody from the opposing fan base, and they have to go outside till the commercial break.
All right.
Next one.
And then the last game to play is the final score trauma game. Everyone writes down a predicted final score. Closest prediction wins bragging rights. Farthest off must explain their logic why you voted for a narcissist criminal.
What? How did that work its way in there?
I don't know. Accountability is the real Super Bowl tradition.
That's right. It is. Good job. So you write down final predicted score, closest prediction wins bragging rights. All right, that could be fun. All right. The furthest off must explain their logic. I like that.
Because I like the Seahawks, that's why.
So if you need anything right now, like a purchase you've been putting off, our friend Ron, who always listens to the show, he picked up $1,000 off the Seahawks on Sunday.
Ooh.
He's planning on losing it all for the Super Bowl, though.
Don't we all?
All right. We are just a few minutes away from Ken joining us. I'm going to skip a bunch of stuff, and if we have time, we'll double back. All right. And I wanted to get to this before we went to the break with Ken. I'm going to go ahead and just work it in. A little story about the massive storm. Everybody's heard about what's hitting the East Coast. Have you seen any of these pictures, Val? Did I lose you?
I have.
Okay. All right. So from the plains to the East Coast, widespread damages. We've had several deaths, travel chaos, dangerous cold conditions over the weekend. Snow and ice led to power outages for hundreds and thousands, tens of thousands of flight cancellations, multiple state emergency declarations. Climatologists say what looked like typical winter weather became exceptional due to moisture from a warm gulf interacting with an anonymously, or what, how did, oh, I get, oh. It's spelt wrong. Due to a weakened polar vortex, intensifying snowfall and ice across large regions. All right. So I've been totally affected by this. We've got a foot and a half of snow in the past.
That's incredible.
In past 24 hours. So we're in a lull now, but I think we're getting a second wave. And I don't think I've ever seen it snow so hard at with a daytime high of zero.
Oh.
And trying to be out, I've got a neighbor that's older than me and in worse shape than me. So you try to go over and help, and you could be outside for about 5 minutes before your feet went numb. It was pretty rough. But through all that, as I was warming up and having some cocoa, I thought, wow, I need a song for this week. Let's write a song about living in Maine. Are you ready for this? All right.
I think I'm ready.
You're ready for this? All right. I'm going to go ahead and switch the camera over. This is called Winter in Maine, Scott's Song.
Yo, welcome to Maine, kid. Hope you sign a waiver. Sky's the color of a freezer, winds an angry neighbor. Sub-zero storms that will crack a face mask. And the weather app says, yeah, don't ask. Sun comes up at 10, leaves by 2. Seasonal depression with a lobster tattoo. Roads are ice, laws are loose. State birds, a mosquito with a bad attitude. They say dress in layers like that's a joke. I'm wearing 6 jackets just to have a smoke. Hey, but it's fine, don't be dramatic. Just frostbite flirting with hypothermic panic. Wicked cold, but the locals insist you'll get used to it through chattering lips. Hiya, it's fine, just don't you slip. One wrong move and it's a hospital trip.
to show up in brand new boots. Ask where's the Starbucks, like that's cute. They say nor'easter, but pronounce it wrong. Then spin out slow while cranking this song.
Everybody's cousin plows on the side. Everybody else just wings the ride. Blinker optional, speed limit myth. If you hit a moose, you take the fifth.
They laugh at snow days down in Mass. Up here that's called Tuesday, get to class.
It's fine, don't be whiny. Just the ice trying to kill you behind me. Wicked dark, wicked mean. 6 months winter, 1 month almost spring. It's fine, trust the hype. If the bugs don't get you, the ice just might.
Now true. Scott's getting ready to step outside. Takes 40 minutes, feels like prep for a dive. Long John's boots, coat number 3. Helmet, gloves, knee brace, dignity.
He's short, he's old, the low center of mass. Gravity's watching like, let's see that ass.
Shuffles out slow like a newborn deer. Every step says, ice, is this the year?
Ice so slick, it's legally grease. My porch an Olympic event at least. One wrong move, arms windmilling hope. Neighbors watch like it's pay-per-view dope. Hey, it's fine, walk it off. Unless you fell and got the car. Wicked proud, wicked tough. Hey, it's Maine, never cold enough. So raise a moxie, curse the sky. Tell the storm it can kiss you goodbye. We'll complain till May, then miss the snow in 3 days. Hey. And that's being a Mainer. Now watch your step, bub.
And they do always call me bub. True.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Good morning. What a great show. What a great song.
Oh,
oh my God.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and we've got you said you have 20 listeners. That is fantastic. Over 20,000.
20,000. Let's go 20,000. Yeah.
All right. 20,000 listeners is fantastic. But, you know, everyone stop panicking. I mean, don't stop panicking. No, I mean, what are we doing? We're getting rid of the penny.
Oh,
the penny. Okay. Yes. No. We should be panicking. Oh my God, what's going to happen once we get rid of the penny? What happens once it's gone? Are we going to lose things like a penny saved as a penny earned? Penny loafers. How about the Beatles song Penny Lane? Are we going to have to rename it? I mean, how about a quarter lane, a dollar lane? No, the penny. We got to keep the penny. And how can you have a penny saved is a penny earned if you don't have a penny? Yes, how can you save a penny if there aren't any pennies? You can't save a nickel. A nickel is earned. I mean, the penny's been around for over 100 years, and now we're going to get rid of it? Oh, my God, what are we doing? I mean, no. We're all thinking this wrong. We're thinking this wrong.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the loss of the penny is going to cause inflation. It's going to cause inflation. It's not helping us out. We're going the other direction. I mean, the loss of the penny. Okay, everything right now is like $4.99. $4.99. But without the penny, we all know what's going to happen. It's going to be $5. That's inflation. Everything's going to go up.
Again.
Everything's going to go up by a penny.
Okay.
I gotta... But by a penny? Oh, no.
You know what? It's just a little bit. You give an inch, you take a mile. Now they're taking a penny. That's a lot more than a mile. I think so. Anyway, okay. What we should be doing is maybe inventing the half penny. The half penny. Now, get this. The half penny. Yes, we should be going the other way. We should have a half a penny. Now, listen why you're thinking a half a penny. Yes. Okay, well, that things that would cost now instead of $4.99, they could be $4.98 and a half. That's cheaper than $4.99 and a lot cheaper than $5.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is going to save us from inflation.
Hold on now. The okay. idea goes even further than that. So, you know, if maybe we should get rid of the $100 bill, maybe the 50, the 20, the 10. Well, of course we need to get rid of the 5. And yes, that way everything will be, you know, cost a dollar. That way, you know, maybe a dollar and a penny. That way things that cost $5, well, they can't charge you $5 because there's no $5 bill. We don't have $5 to pay for it. That way things might be like a dollar, maybe a dollar two, you know, and a dollar penny and a half, because, you know, we're going to have all those half pennies.
You have a lot of free time, don't you?
we're thinking this all wrong. And remember, they're telling us they're going to get rid of the penny because it cost 4 cents to make. No. Yes, it costs 4 cents to make, but you're getting a penny back. It only costs 3 cents. That's even cheaper.
It is.
I mean, why are we getting rid of the penny? I don't know. And they say a penny for your thoughts, though. Well, wait a minute. If we didn't have the penny, a penny for your thoughts could be a quarter. So your thoughts could be worth a lot more. And maybe this thought that I just had about saving us, well, maybe it's worth a lot. Who knows? Anyway, that's why we're getting rid of the penny. Anyway, this is Ken Owens with Panic Time. Something to think about. Thank you, everyone.
Wow, Ken, I've got some really important questions before we let you go on this. Okay, I don't want to send you into a tizzy. Okay, I don't want to make you panic worse. But my first question is, why don't we just get rid of all change? That's been on the table for a while.
Well, yeah, that's where my change goes, is onto the table, or sometimes onto the dresser.
Okay. My second question, and just if you have an idea for this, because I could be at a loss, is what are kids supposed to put on the train tracks now if there's going to be no pennies?
Their siblings?
Hey, Val.
I'm not.
Go for a walk with me.
I have the show with a long walk.
I just think, you know, getting rid of something that's 100 years old, I mean, you know, I mean, they're keeping me around for a while. And, well, am I as old as a penny? Anyway, I don't know. But this just, we're going the wrong direction.
All right. Well, I have an observation, though, because the current symbol, the symbol on the current penny is called the Union Shield, and it represents the preservation of the U.S., so is it saying anything by the fact that we're getting rid of the penny at the same time we're losing our democracy?
Well,
is there a connection?
You know, there's always a connection. It's with the penny. It's just, you know, like you said, you give an inch, you get an inch, you take a mile, whatever those ones. And it's just so, and you know, yes, people don't walk by and pick up a penny off the ground, but I'm sure if it was a nickel, but now they're going to be worth something. You know, they're not going to be just hanging around. People are going to start bending over and picking them up, because someday, 50 or 60 years from now, this penny could be worth, well, maybe the 4 cents that it costs to make it, and they could bring it back.
Or they can skyrocket. You know how coin collecting goes. If they're not going to be making them anymore, every penny will be worth way more than 4 cents.
That's why a penny saved is a penny earned.
All right. There you go. Saving the universe one penny at a time. Mr. Ken Owens. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ken. Oh,
bye.
Bye.
All right. How many pennies do you have in your pocket right now, Val?
I have no pennies.
You have no pennies.
No penny. I have no pennies in my pockets. I do actually have pockets on today, because that doesn't happen all the time.
We don't have the pants on.
Yeah, yeah. So I do have a bone to pick with Ken, and I don't know if I should get into it now or not, but he took Nigel's side against mine.
I saw that online.
Yeah, and we have been friends for a long time.
You introduced me and him.
Yes, and I'm feeling a little betrayed.
Wow.
That he stood up for Nigel instead of me. And so, I don't know. I don't know what this is going to do with our friendship, Ken.
He really likes Nigel.
Maybe you should just start hanging out with Nigel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, this kind of in-house, if you don't know what we're having, we have an AI announcer. You hear him before and after everything. He just introduced Ken, and he does sports. And he came out and said that Val made him feel uncomfortable and said inappropriate things to him. And then Val put out a video denying all of it. And we're expecting a rebuttal today of some sort. From Nigel in the second hour, just so you know, Val. He does have a short statement.
He does have something to say.
Yeah. Did I kind of sum that up yet? I mean, you were feeling like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that was some pretty serious allegations against me by an AI who actually really has no physical form.
Which was strange because one of his comments was that you made him feel uncomfortable. And then he said, that you guys couldn't be an item even just because of ergonomics.
If I wanted to hang out with somebody that sounded robotic, I would just hang out with you, Scott.
Ooh, thank you, Val. I'm going to laugh at your jokes like that the rest of the day. Anytime you say funny, I'll do robot. Val is so funny. All right. I am going to trip backwards because we jumped ahead to play that song. We got Alan standing by here in just a little bit. But first, things you should never say to a woman.
Sometimes silence is much better.
And Val, just to make this for the essence of time and speed, I'm just going to do the line and you tell me what your reaction or what a proper reaction you think a woman should give to that statement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, what did you do to your hair? So what's a proper reaction to that male question?
And a proper reaction would be, well... That's the only part of my body you're seeing for the next year and a half.
Ooh, I have to do this. All right. Another statement to never make to a woman. They both look the same to me.
Well, if you would open your eyes and look closer and pay attention to what I'm saying.
But is there really a difference?
Well, my husband is a little bit colorblind, so, you know, I never ask him which color do you like better.
Okay. All right. Another word you never want to say. I tried this one myself last night. Relax.
should be followed by the funeral march.
I even did it to a child, and I still have a very angry child.
Oh. Yeah.
Something I like to say in the spacecraft, and women never like to hear it, apparently, I've got it all under control.
Those are the famous last words. Yeah. Just before fire the torpedoes.
Yeah. All right. Val, you're being emotional.
You ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
All right. You're acting just like your mother. Oh, I'm saving that one for you. You're acting just like mom.
That is, if your husband or your partner says it to you, that's like divorce words right there. Yeah. But I guess I've been guilty of saying, you're kind of sounding like your dad right now. And that doesn't go over very well either.
No. But I could say, I don't think I've ever seen you act. Okay, I've seen you act like mom when you're sweet.
When mom was being sweet?
Yeah. All right. Last one. Never say this to a man or a woman. Do you really think you should be eating that?
And it'd be like, well, it's going to be hard for you to eat later with no teeth.
I always hear those famous words right before I almost Darwin myself. Are you sure you should be doing that? Which is only slightly different.
Brad always says, if you've got that thought in your head, I really should go get the proper tool for that, and you don't listen to it, you're within half an hour in emergency getting stitches.
It's just the way it works out, right?
Yeah. It's listen to that voice that says, get a step stool instead of the chair.
All right. Things you should never say to women. Do you have a big problem with that? Brad's pretty good to you. You guys have been married for how many years now?
Well, in June, it will be 42.
42 years. So he doesn't have a big problem with probably stepping out of line and saying things maybe that he shouldn't, right?
No, not very often. I mean, I think especially as you get to the point where, you know, you're both retired and you spend a lot of time together. Ooh. Granted, there's going to be stuff you do that, you know, start to irritate each other. And it just, you know, you spend a lot of time together. So sometimes that happens. But for the most part, you know, you just we make it work out.
Yeah. All right. We are going to break. And when we come back, he's probably the most attractive cast member. Alan Two Shoes Milani and National Weather in just a few minutes. Stay right here.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.